Thank God customer support. This is Shanita. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Terry, and we received a charge on our credit card to Unique Modern Trends com with to this telephone number. I guess, are you in Arizona?
This is a third party company. We work with multiple vendors and multiple accounts.
Okay. So I don't recall this charge, so you're saying you can't help me with it. Is that what you're saying?
No, ma'am, I'm saying I can look it up and see, but we're not in the same state, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So the charge was on May the 19th.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
The zip code would have been 65738.
And may I have your first and last name?
My name is Terry. My husband is Greg, or Gregory. McHolland, McHolland.
Okay, can you spell that last name for me again?
Sure. Capital M, small c, capital HOLLAND. And the card would have been Gregory.
Just a second, ma'am. I'll look up this account for you.
On a Thursday. The others are all like from until I got my card, they're all gas. But that's all what we put on the card, so it makes no. I mean, I put gas on that card. That's my gas card. I don't put anything else on the card.
Okay, and let's see. Let me try this. Because I'm not pulling up an account. Okay, and let me try his spell his whole name. His first name is G-E. Oh.
G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Gregory.
Okay.
And it's a Sam's Club MasterCard through Synchrony Bank. Sam's Club World Elite MasterCard.
And can you spell that last name for me again?
Capital M, small c, capital H. O L L A N D. So Mac, and then like the country Holland. H O L L A N D. Mac Holland.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm not pulling up an account with that name.
Let's on 519. Because this is our gas card, and we only—I mean, that's what we use it for. And it's like, what is this?
Okay,
charge?
Now I'm pulling up. A name by that, but not in that, not with that zip code. Do y'all by chance know an address on Farm Road?
Yeah, so we have our home address is 11929 West Farm Road, 194, Billings, Missouri, 65610. But this card is listed more on our business side, and he has a post office box 513 in Republic at the 65738. So this card should be attached to the zip code 65738.
No,
but
ma'am.
Yes, we do.
I'm looking at the address on here. It's the Farm Road that I was speaking of.
Yeah.
And on the date of May the 19th, somebody entered a contest with that information to try to win a Craftsman, which is a toolbox. And they put that address in.
So what was the $59.89 for?
Okay, when they entered that contest, The term and condition stated that every information that they typed in will be automatically enrolled into our app. The app that I'm speaking of is the ByteHubs app. The ByteHubs app is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carbs. That payment of $59.89 that you're looking at is the monthly payment for that app.
So every month he's going to be charged $59.89 for this.
Yes, ma'am. To the account is canceled.
So how do we cancel it?
You say you didn't make this. Y'all didn't make this purchase.
He says he didn't realize that that's what he was doing. No, he thought. Yeah. No. No.
Yeah.
He did not. No. He doesn't. He just was thought he was entering a contest for a toolbox. He didn't intend to do any of this other.
No. That's
trash. Okay. If it's the $59.89, I can give you your monthly payment of $20 a month.
You can do what?
I can drop your payment down to $20 a month.
You don't want it at all. It needs to be removed and canceled.
Okay, I got that account canceled for you. Just a second while I get this confirmation code. Okay, I got that account canceled, so there won't be any more charges from us, ma'am.
Okay, so can you reverse that $59.89?
Just a second. Let me look at this, ma'am. Just a second. Okay, I can send $54.89 back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
So you can't send all of it?
I can send $54.89 back to the account minus the $5 setup fee.
Well, if that's what you can do, we appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm getting that $54.89 going back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. I'm getting this confirmation code. Just a second.
That's $5 stupid tax, right? We get on to Andrew for not pushing buttons. It's easy to do because they trap you. You think, yeah. You can't trust anything. You try to get information. And
okay, the account is canceled, and I have your refund going back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. Your confirmation code is C92074682-1.
And so we won't get a June charge, is that correct?
No, ma'am. I got your account canceled.
Okay. So tell me your name again.
Sharnita.
Sharnita, thank you so much. I appreciate
You're welcome.
Your diligence and digging into figuring out what had happened. And
yes,
we
ma'am.
Apologize. Get your help.
Are you fine? That's my job. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.